speaking with the star of The Bachelor Canada, Brad Smith. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, good. So my first question for you, in signing up for this reality show, you've subjected yourself to intense scrutiny, and that's just going to increase in the coming weeks. We're going to learn some very personal details about you, see you in some candid moments with the Bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do this?
I have kind of a masochistic tendency. I'm not going to say I don't care what people think about me. I'm like anybody else. But what I did know before going on the show is, whatever choices I made on the show, whatever choices I made in that moment, I knew I was going to be okay with at the end. And at the end of the day, I have to live with my choices, whatever they might be, whether I picked someone, whether I didn't. And I'm okay with that part.
So going into the show, what were your main goals?
If you have any other goals besides finding that girl, then I think you're not living up to the show's purpose. But I was very realistic about what my purpose of being there was. When I was getting cast, I told them, I don't want to go in and say I want to find my wife. I don't want to go in and say I want to get engaged. I want to find that person and be realistic about this whole thing. And if it's more than that, that's more than that.
So what qualities do you look for in a partner?
Obviously, you have to be physically attracted to somebody. But for me, it's looking for that personality mesh. At the end of the day, you can be as good looking as you want, but you got to have some kind of substance too.
Has the entire show been filmed already?
Yeah, we wrapped the first week of July.
So who'd you pick?
I picked a guy. He was a delightful ginger freckled cameraman, and he's very gentle, I can assure you that.
Seriously though, what has surprised you most about this whole experience?
To be honest with you, I could list off about 100 different things. I think what surprised me the most was sitting in the press screening the other day and getting to watch it for the first time, because I was on the other side of the camera, right? I don't know what editing is like. I don't know how they're going to make it. What's seen on screen is not only beautiful and the production quality is so far ahead of what I think people are going to think, but that's exactly how I remember it. And people always are worried about, you know, what's real, what's reality. Well, as soon as I got there, I think they realized they hired a stubborn 28-year-old kid, and they just let me go.
Have you seen further episodes of the show yet?
No, I haven't. I think it was overwhelming seeing the first one. I remember we did a Q&A right after the screener, and people were looking at me, and I was kind of like put aback, and they're like, what's wrong with you? I was like, that was just intense to watch. It was like reliving, you know, it's like it's a surreal experience. It's like, it's surreal, but it was real to me, and it's just to see it on screen, I think I'm going to have to take it in small doses.
Yeah, I think there's probably going to be a lot of comments that the women were saying, you know, that you weren't seeing, that you're probably going to be surprised about, eh?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I lived 80% of that entire process. Mm-hmm. 20% that happens with just the girls, that's the first time I'm seeing that ever. And so it's different. You get the different point of view.
Did it take a while to get used to the cameras filming everything you said and did?
I think after the first night, when you stand out there and there's 25 girls coming out and there's all those cameras around, it's like trial by fire. Once you get through that, I think you're good for the rest of the show, because if you can't be good with the people who are filming you, then how are you going to be okay with all the people in Canada watching you? You know what I mean? So you treat them just like the people in Canada coming along with you on your experience.
If you had the chance to go back and do the whole show again, would you make the same decisions you made?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, it's a lot harder than people think. You know, people see the week by week. Oh, that's an easy choice to pick her. That's an easy choice to do that. It's a lot tougher than you think when you're in a situation where there's not a lot of like reflective time. You just have to go with your gut and hopefully make the best decisions.
So what overall can viewers expect from The Bachelor Canada?
I think there's twofold. I mean, everyone gets kind of scared that Canadian reality TV is not going to bring the best production value, but not only does it look beautiful on the screen, but it wasn't just the Canadian Bachelor. We went all across North America. We might have even gone overseas. We had those quintessential, you know, Bachelor-style fantasy dates. If I've seen the first episode and I know what happens the rest of the way, people are going to go nuts about how the show unfolds.
My personal opinion is I don't know how reality TV would work like this in Canada, because Canadians are so polite. Are we going to break down some of those stereotypes here?
The thing about The Bachelor, right, is that not every girl is going to come out of the limo and like me, and I'm conversely not going to like every girl. But the thing is that when you get that core group of girls that likes me and then I like them back, that's your innate drama. You know what I mean? You don't need to cast stereotypes for that one. If a girl likes something and she's going to go after it, you're going to get exactly what the American show has, but in Canada.
Excellent. The Bachelor Canada premieres Wednesday, October 3rd at 8 p.m. on City TV. Brad Smith, The Bachelor Canada, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.